It's Lou Manfredini. I wanted to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. This year has been a challenge for many of us, but there's so much to be grateful for. Of course, I'm grateful for my family, for our new granddaughter, Mia, which has just brought us so much joy, for Ms. Recordia and their continued hard work that they do to provide the best life for those with disabilities. And I'm grateful for you, the WGN listener, for staying with us day in and day out, no matter what. You're part of our family. Oh, and I'm grateful for Dave Plyer working on Thanksgiving Day. He's a better man than me. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Today and most every day these days, I'm thankful for people who take care of other people. My parents live in an assisted living facility, and the people that tend to and take care of them do so with more kindness and consideration than I do. That can't be an easy job for them. I know they don't get paid well enough. They do things none of us want to do, and they do so with a smile. I'm thankful for the people who take care of other people.
My Thanksgiving wish for you is that you are surrounded with love and laughter. In my house, that's my family, friends, and of course, all of my furry creatures. Speaking of that, I'm most thankful for everyone who donates and volunteers at Paws Chicago. I'm thankful that they make a difference in the homeless pet population in this city. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your pets, and your loved ones from everyone in the Dent family.
Hello, it's me, Bob Surratt. Just wanted to say how thankful and grateful I am to be sleeping right now and not on the radio.
Hi, it's John Landecker, and I just want to say I'm grateful for all the folks over at the Lighthouse for the Blind. They're at 1850 West Roosevelt here in Chicago. They've been helping the visually impaired and disabled for over 100 years. I'm also thankful for my friends, my family, and my coworkers. That's right, coworkers, I mean you. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, it's John Hanson, host of Let's Get Legal, Your Money Matters. Obviously, incredibly thankful for our beautiful boy, turning 9 months old soon, nearly walking, just an absolute champion. My entire family, support system too, and all you listeners, it's been a great year.
I'm Raleigh James, and I'm nothing if not consistent. This year, like past years, and probably as many years to come as I'm here to witness, I am thankful for the Broadcasters Foundation. Lots of listeners think radio people make big money. Not only is that rarely true, but few enjoy retirement benefits of any kind. Broadcasters Foundation is their safety net. As for me, I'm thankful for you, especially those of you who call the show. Tonight, we'll be revealing your votes on this year's World's Worst Hit Records poll, appropriate for this night of turkeys. Enjoy yours and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Control Room Joe.
And I'm Haley Boyd.
We produce Bob Surratt's morning show.
If he were here today, we know he'd say, "Why in the world am I working on Thanksgiving?"
But since he's not, we'll wish you a very happy holiday. And it's our sincere hope that in the new year we can work for someone who's talented.
Like John Landecker.
Ooh, I like him.
Hi, everyone. Karen Conti here. As Chicago's very own Oprah Winfrey said, it's not the happy people who are grateful, but grateful people who are happy. What am I grateful for this year? It's simple. Food, friends, family and fun, health and happiness, and life, love, and laughter. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I'm Steve Dale, and so grateful for creating the Ricky Fund over 20 years ago, named for our cat who succumbed to heart disease, a leading cause of cat deaths. I launched the fund with the Every Cat Health Foundation to raise money for studies. Now, nearly $500,000 later, the result is an effective medication, which I am so thankful for, as this is saving countless cat lives. Learn more at everycat.org. And for all you cool cats, happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is David Hochberg. I'm thankful this year for my beautiful family and to have the opportunity to come in every Saturday to help WGN listeners with their mortgage, credit, and housing challenges. Boom.
All right, it's Dave Plyer. Thank you for listening on this Thanksgiving morning. I'm, of course, grateful for my family and friends, and I'm thankful for you for listening every single day to WGN Radio. And while my day job is the CEO and president of the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago, I'd be grateful if you came for a visit. Check out our new exhibits, Johnny Carson, The Centennial, The Evolution of Late Night Television, Bozo Circus at 65, I Dream of Jeannie's 60th Anniversary, 5 decades of The Loop Radio, our Radio Hall of Fame, and more. And for tickets and to make a donation, you can visit museum.tv. And to help a family in need, you can go to WGNRadio.com and click on John Williams' Red Kettle Supporting the Salvation Army. Have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving and enjoy the holiday season.